The State's for Staying Healthy. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, it's easy to take something as important as our forest for granted. We depend on our forest for a number of resources, and now that they're all coming out of a really mild winter, we seem to notice them more. And officials with the Tennessee Division of Forestry say this past year has been especially good for our trees because of the fewer wildfires.
We actually had the lowest recorded number of fires and since we've been keeping track of those types of numbers. So it's a fantastic number to be reporting. We think our fire prevention efforts have really helped out in a large part of that.
Information Officer Tim Phelps of the Division of Forestry says that record goes back over 50 years since records were first kept on wildfires. But even though spring is here and a lot of folks are out cleaning up around their property before starting that brush pile on fire, you need to call and get a burn permit. Oftentimes, those fires accidentally lead to wildfires.
Tennessee, of course, is 50% forested. We have 50% of our land in forest. We are a very large hardwood producer. We're one of the biggest hardwood lumber producers in the nation. About 80-some-odd percent of our forest is in hardwood, mostly oak and hickory. It's a very valuable resource. There was recently a study done in cooperation with the University of Kentucky and the University of Tennessee that showed, that quantified the negative economic impact that wildfire has on that forest resource.
And we are blessed in Tennessee with a vast resource of forest, but those escape debris burns were the leading cause of wildfires in Tennessee last year, where over 400 of them burned nearly 2,500 acres. And again, by law, burn permits are required through May 15th, and they can be obtained online now for small-scale burning by going to burnsafetn.org. Hope all of you have a safe day. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.